Well, we're grateful that we can come still on the online service. And, of course, we title this the youth message, but it's really for all of us because we're all young at heart. A little different message, but the same message of God's love for us at the 11 o'clock service. And Miss Tina is going to be preaching today at the 11 o'clock service. So if you get to hear this early and you can make it to church, I know she would love to see you all. Judy's and I are away, a little respite, and so Miss Tina's filling in this morning, and we're so grateful for her gift of love and her gift of preaching and sharing God's love. So keep Miss Tina in prayer as she brings the message at the 11 o'clock hour. I entitled my youth message this morning, Love, Love, Love. Why so much love? Well, did you know that this is Valentine's Day? Yeah, Valentine's Day. What a joy it is to know that it's Valentine's Day. But do we really know what Valentine's Day is on the church calendar and why it's there? Well, I hope that I'll be able to share that with you a little bit as we talk about love and different things. And, you know, Valentine's Day is a day that we celebrate love, don't we? We do it in school sometimes, and I don't know about now, but when I was young, we exchanged Valentine's Day cards with the people in our class, and it was really a neat thing. And as we got older and different things, we celebrate Valentine's Day by getting chocolate or candy and different things to give to our girlfriends. Girls get boyfriends, we all share love, and then when you get married, you also celebrate Valentine's Day to tell your spouse how much you love them. It's really a neat thing. And now they send flowers and all kind of stuff. Did you know that we can celebrate love, though, all the time? Why should we celebrate love every day of the year? Because celebrating love doesn't mean we have to give gifts or candy. But how else can we show love to people? You know, there's many ways to show how much we care about them. Sharing things with your friends and showing them how much you love them by even helping them sometimes when they need a little help, or helping around the house and say, you know what, I think I'll just mow the lawn today for you. How's that? Or some of the folks up north now are dealing with snow, so it's nice if they would say, hey, let me shovel the snow for you, or wash the dishes, or anything. Not only with parents, but people that you love. And if you're an older youth like me, it's a way to say, I love you, my wife, and I'm going to give you a special gift, the gift of love. You know, Jesus told his disciples that love was one of the most important things in their lives. He told them that if they loved one another, they were his disciples. And he also gave us the same message. If we love one another and show our love for everybody, everybody, we will know and share that we can say to them, we are Christians. That's why we love, because God first loved us through Christ. Amen? But we need to love people all the time, just not on Valentine's Day. And we should share our love with them. Now, what we do need to love is Jesus. He first loved us, is what the scripture says. So loving Jesus and loving one another makes us his modern-day disciples. Wow, that's a special gift. You see, as Christians, we should make every day Valentine's Day and show our love to everyone. And I hope you will be able to do that today on this special day, or even every day. Smile at somebody. That's a wonderful gift of love. Share your toys or your tools or anything else that you have to share. Share your love. Help your parents. Share Jesus' love with others and tell people about Jesus and his wonderful love for us. Then we can all become disciples. But you know, St. Valentine really was a real person. Now, he lived way, way, way back, probably in the 2nd or 3rd century. But he was recognized in the Roman Catholic Church as the patron of love. Now, he was a priest, or maybe he was even a bishop. Some traditions say he was a priest, some traditions say he was a bishop. But what he did was something real special. He not only ministered to the people in the Roman Empire at that time, but it became a tradition that Roman officials, especially the leaders, they didn't really want their soldiers to be married. But you know, love and marriage goes together like a horse and carriage, that old song says. So some of the people went to him secretly, if you would, and said, you know, we would like to get married, Father. They called him Father or Bishop. And he would do that. He would marry them like in secret and give them God's blessing, because he was sympathetic to the people. And he continued to do that all through his ministry. But when he got caught, they put him on the road to Rome, and he was eventually executed. But his gift of love went beyond. And how he became a saint in the Roman Empire or the Roman Catholic Church, you had to be able to perform a miracle to become a saint. And he did that. One of the officers in the Roman army had a daughter that was blind. And this officer came to him. This was before they sent him off to Rome to be executed. He said to him, my daughter's blind. If you can heal her and she'll be able to see again, I'll become a Christian. Well, guess what? He did, and they did. That was the gift of love that he gave to that family. And then he was recognized as the patron saint of love. It's a joy. You know, history is really fascinating if you study the things, and sometimes you come across things, well, why do we do this or why do we do that? You know, look up, and it's become a tradition, but it's an important tradition because it shows love. You know what the Apostle Paul talked about in chapter 13? He talked about love, and it became known as the love chapter. Now, I want to share the scripture with you out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Hear God's word, New Living Translation. If I could speak in any language in heaven or on earth, but didn't love others, I'd only be making meaningless noise like a loud gong or a clanging cymbal. But if I had the gift of prophecy or a gift of mysteries of the future and knew everything about everything, but if I didn't love others, what good would it be? If I had the gift of faith so I could speak to a mountain and make it move without love, I would be no good to anybody. And if I give everything I had to the poor, and even sacrifice my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, it would be of no value whatsoever. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Love does not demand its own way. Love is not irritable, and it keeps no record of when we have been wronged. It is never glad about justice, but rejoices over the truth when it wins out. Because love never gives up, never loses faith. It's always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Love will last forever, but prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will all disappear. Now we know only a little, and even the gift of prophecy reveals little. But when the end comes, these special gifts will all disappear. It's like this. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned like a child. But when I grew up, I put away all these childish things. Now we see things imperfectly as a poor mirror. And the mirror reflects things that are not perfect, and we look at them. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity when we have love. All I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God knows me. There are three things that will endure: faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. Now, 9 times out of 10, when people say, I love you, they mean something else. They might be expressing the highly emotional state of falling in love, and that's okay, which sees love simply as an overwhelming feeling. They must be confusing love, right, with something else, a selfish desire, or physical love, lust. But they seldom have it in mind the kindness of love. Being courageous. The Apostle Paul, as I read in the scripture with a little bit of Ralphieism added, describes these timeless words in a good way to check your own understanding of love. Now hear this. This is pretty cool, but you can do this with the whole Bible because the Bible is God's personal love letter to you and to me. So when you're reading the love chapter, substitute your own name for the word love and then reread it. And you have a better understanding in the way that you can show love and better understanding and practice of love, which we need in order to grow. We talk about agape love, and it's a Greek word that simply means unconditional, unmerited favor. Love that we don't deserve. That's the kind of love given to us, and that's the kind of love that we need to share with our loved ones too. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day. And we hope to see you back in church sometime soon, and we're grateful that you're able to fellowship with the Capital City Church of God's youth group, and we're grateful for that. Miss Carol Morgan has signed up in order to drive the bus, so we'll have more people able to pick you up and take you to the Capital City Church of God for fellowship. Our fellowship hall is in the midst of being remodeled, but sometime soon we'll be able to come together again, and we give you the glory, Lord, and keep all these folks safe in Jesus' precious name. Amen.